Good day, fellow Kababayans. Here are the top news stories this Thursday, January 18, 2024. Organizers expect at least 200,000 spectators to fill the city streets during the week-long celebration of the 2024 Dinagyang Festival starting January 21, with highlights on January 27 to 28, 2024. He said even the opening Sagbo held last January 12 was already like a festival, and the return of school-based rides participating in the Ati Ati Drives competition is expected to draw more support. Besides the Ati Ati Drives competition, the other highlights of the festival that draws large crowds include the Kasagyaan Sakabat Wahanan, Dinagyang Illumination, and Sadsad sa Calle Real. The local police estimated the crowd to have reached around 100,000 during the Dinagyang Illumination in 2023. Tan said another indication of a record crowd for this year's Dinagyang is that most of the hotels are starting to get fully booked, with major hotels in the downtown area almost full. He advised those looking for accommodations to contact the MICE Meetings, Incentives, Conferences, and Exhibitions Alliance Facebook page so they can be prepared to their member hotels. A bento bag with 698.8 million jackpot prize of Wednesday's night Grand Lotto 655 draw, the Philippine Charity Suite State's office said Thursday. In a statement, PCSO General Manager Mel Robles said the bettor is the first jackpot winner of the agency's online betting platform known as eLotto. The bettor guessed the winning combination 24, 50, 52, 9, 51, and 3, which carried a jackpot of exactly 698,806,269 pesos. Robles did not provide further information on the winner, citing privacy and security issues. He, meanwhile, said the 698.8 million pesos jackpot was also the new second highest jackpot prize won by a single winner in the history of lotto games in the country, surpassing the 640.6 million pesos jackpot which was won by a bettor from Metro Manila on Tuesday. Since its launch on February 15, 2023, Robles said the eLotto has so far recorded 126,429 approved eLotto account holders. Arnel Casas, PCSO Assistant General Manager for Gaming Development, said most of the lotto sales still come from their traditional lotto outlets all over the country. Casas said Wednesday's sales from eLotto bets amounted to 5.19 million pesos, while the traditional lotto outlet sales reach 142.34 million pesos. The primary goal of the eLotto is to offer players convenience, security, and transparency, he added. Robles said the online platform's accessibility will attract more players in the country as well as abroad, with the millions of Filipinos working overseas who can play the lotto games from whenever they are overseas. One of the key advantages of eLotto is its ability to curb the proliferation of illicit online number games and ensure that revenue is remitted to government coffers and a part goes to the PCSO's charity-funded programs. Players can access eLotto through the PCSO website, www.pcso.gov.ph, by scanning the provided QR code and completing the registration process. Robles said they expect to launch the eLotto application that will be available for download on Google Play Store and iOS platforms, which they see to further draw more lotto bettors to open eLotto accounts. To date, the payment method for eLotto bets is through GCash, but negotiations are underway to introduce additional third-party gateway payments such as banks and e-wallets. The Department of Agriculture has imposed a temporary ban on the importation of poultry and poultry products, including eggs and day-old chicks, from Japan due to an outbreak of avian influenza. In a news release on Thursday, the department said Agriculture Secretary Francisco Cho Laurel Jr. signed a memorandum order on Wednesday to immediately suspend the issuance of sanitary and phytosanitary import clearance for the inward shipment of wild birds, poultry, and poultry products from Japan. Shipments after November 10 will either to be returned to Japan or confiscated and destroyed. The import ban was imposed after Japan's Ministry of Agriculture, Poultry and Fisheries reported an outbreak of the highly pathogenic avian influenza to the World Organization for Animal Health on November 28. The Japanese agency's report showed an outbreak of the H5N1 strain after wild and domesticated birds in Kashima City in Saga Prefecture on November 24. The import ban is necessary to protect the local poultry population from exposure to the H5N1 avian influenza strain, the DA said. Low-priced Highland vegetables from Mangkayan Binggit generated huge sales from Bulakenyo consumers who flocked to the Kadiwa retail selling activity of Department of Agriculture, Agribusiness and Marketing Assistance Division Regional Field Office Cordillera Administrative Region held in front of Bulacan Capital Gymnasium on Wednesday. Several varieties of produce, including Chinese cabbage, sayote, cabbage, broccoli, bagu beans, bell pepper, carrots, cauliflower, and cucumber were sold at portable prices of 10 pesos to 70 pesos per kilo. The conduct of Kadiwa retail selling activity aims to benefit the consumers in Bulacan as well as to support the Cordillera farmers. It was reported here has been oversupply of Highland vegetables, specifically cabbage and Chinese cabbage, at the major local trading posts in Benguet, resulting in a high volume of unsold and low prices of produce. The Provincial Public Affairs Office of Bulacan said residents of the province enjoyed huge savings through the Kadiwa, citing that the volume of delivered vegetables was meant for 2 days of sales but was sold out in just half a day. Fernando said the province of Bulacan is one with the national government in implementing strategies that will help achieve food security as well as give aid to food producers to sustain the production of affordable goods. The police officer involved in the disappearance of beauty pageant candidate Catherine Camilon has been dismissed from the service, the Police Regional Office 4A Calabarzon said Thursday. In a statement, PRO 4A Chief Brigadier General Paul Kenneth Lucas said Major Alan De Castro was dismissed from the service effective January 16, 2024, following investigation by the Regional Internal Affairs Service, 4A. Lucas said the case against De Castro stemmed from allegations of conduct unbecoming of a police officer after a series through investigation by the RIAS 4A uncovering evidence of an illicit and extramarital affair between the respondent and Camilon. Lucas added De Castro's dismissal shows the force commitment to maintaining the highest standards of conduct and integrity within its ranks. He, meanwhile, clarified that De Castro's dismissal is an independent administrative action which is separate from the ongoing criminal investigation related to the disappearance of Camilon. The Criminal Investigation and Detection Group Calabarzon filed a case of kidnapping against De Castro, Jeffrey Magpantay, and two John Doe's before the Batangas Provincial Prosecutor's Office, which held preliminary investigations in December. Camilon, a teacher in Tui Town, was last seen alive in October at a mall nearby Lemery. Camilon last made contact with her family when she called up to say she was in Bauan and was going to a meeting in Batangas City. Join us again tomorrow for another news update. I'm Shankel B. Flores. Good day and God bless.